Today's episode is sponsored by Try Vegan, a meal delivery plan that is 100% heart-healthy, plant-based, made without gluten, oils, or refined sugar. All customers receive 8 meals and 2 sides for only $100 plus $9.99 shipping. They offer an exciting new menu each week that are shipped out on Mondays. Based in New Jersey, Try Vegan delivers north to Vermont, south to Maryland, west to Pennsylvania, includes all major cities such as New York and Philly. There's no contract or commitment, and you all, my audience, can save 25% off your first order. Promo code capital L, capital Y, capital T, capital Y, yoga. That's lit yoga. Website is tryveganmealprep.com. Vince is a friend of mine. He is an amazing human being, and I have this myself. This saves me time and energy, and I get these delicious, delicious homemade meals delivered right to my doorstep. So try vegan yourself. Good movement, and welcome to Redefining Yoga, a lit yoga podcast, which is designed to investigate all aspects of the modern evolution of yoga from my background as a physical therapist and lover of movement. My mission is to help everyone find freedom through safer and smarter movement patterns, so together we can be uplifted, benefiting all beings. Today is Monday Motivation, Motivation Monday, and the topic today is searching for an out breath. Searching for an out breath. What does that mean? Well, we are again in a time that is unique and challenging and anxiety producing. And yet there's also lots of wonderful things that are happening. And I think it's a journey that is representative of life, but it's also a journey that's representative of movement. And that is that there is going to be struggle. There's going to be challenges. There's going to be frustration. There might even be injury / pain. But we can get through a lot of it if we can manage the feelings that are not great and learning how to process them, not just bury them or not take them out on someone, but process the feelings and release them. Managing and performing and with our breath, we can actually help that experience of searching for the out-breath. So searching for the out-breath is really like about the big exhale. And that's the collective exhale of both what the lungs and diaphragm do, but also of what the feelings need to have happen, right? When we have feelings, we need to learn how to speak our truth. We need to learn how to hear from someone a truth and take it in and process it and not have this armor and defensiveness. And so much of that can be managed with our breath. It's really underrated. People can have long-standing trauma that by no means is gone, but that books have been written about, like being able to learn how to manage breath through awareness, through strengthening, and through meditation helps the process of life and helps the process of feelings. So how do we search for our out-breath? How do we accomplish that, that release, that valve opening? People have had lots of different ways of getting there. You can read books about it. Many people get through it from a physical experience when they least expect it. You've heard of the classic yoga position, pigeon, and people being in that for a while, and then all of a sudden like start sobbing or laughing or just like the out breath is coming out. The energy is coming out. And there's plenty of people, and you know, I'm a scientist too. So plenty of people can be like, no, that's just, they're just held in a position and they're just getting uncomfortable. But I think that we can all know that we are energetic beings, and with energy, we know that flow is going to change. It's going to be stale. It's going to be vibrant. It's going to be all these things. And that's how our body is, how our inner body is, how our feelings are, and how our breath is. And so we can't always control how we feel. Like, emotions aren't rational. So if you've had an experience where you were a little kid and somebody threw a frog in your face because they thought it was funny, and you all simultaneously screamed and hit your head, and you have this kind of responsiveness to a frog being near you, that's not your fault. That's just how you emotionally responded to it. But that emotion is in there. And so instead of always being afraid of a frog coming your way, what this invites is an opportunity to change the narrative and say, that is an experience. My reaction to it is not rational necessarily, because emotions aren't rational, but it's tied in with this emotional experience. And I'm going to choose to let go of that and release that narrative and respond differently. And why the breath is so important to that is the breath is connected to your nervous system, to your fight, your flight, your freeze, or your rest and digest. So when you get your breath under control, when you can get an out breath in, you will manage the feelings that come up a lot better. And that's not going to happen overnight. We all know that. But in searching for the out breath, we are already on the way. When we know something, like for instance, I'm going to personalize this. I, like many people, when I'm with a loved one, say like my husband, you know, partner, really, that's where you really work through your stories and work through your energy exchanges. And you can change the narrative to a positive if you're willing to, right? Because it's in the safety net of a relationship that you can reorganize your energy and reorganize your relationships with different opinions or different systems, so that you aren't always responding the same way. So my husband, from the beginning of our relationship, most of our arguments have been around my not paying as much attention or giving as much energy into the relationship. And part of that is my upbringing. I was one of four, I'm a triplet. And I always say, I think because of the lack of manpower my mom had, because my dad was a surgeon and was gone most of the day, I literally was empowered because of her lack. I became really independent, as did my brother. So I think all of us are quite independent beings. And I don't know if we wouldn't have been otherwise, but certainly with three of us there, we didn't have that, all of the energy and attention directed to us, so we could figure things out more on our own, do things more on our own. We weren't used to having the being the spotlight. So my husband will have say, you know, I want you to really work on this, thinking of me before you do this, or blah, blah, blah. This was earlier on in a relationship. And my reaction, my gut instinct is to A, hold my breath, grit my teeth, and of course tell him exactly why he was wrong for saying that, or exactly how he's not correct in feeling that way. And so, because I was very certain that I was giving him as much attention as I could. But what I've learned is that I pause before, this is what I try. I pause before I respond, and I try and find that out breath. And I, in that pause, I try and find the real moment of like, why am I so determined to be right, to prove him wrong on this, to prove that I have actually, you know, paid attention and done some things and give, you know, disperse my time accordingly. And that has helped me a lot. And it, in the ease of, I don't know why I, you know, like, that's the other thing is we don't always have to know why. Like, I'm sure like we could really psychoanalyze me and you and everyone else. Why was I like so prepared to go into this battle of wills about this one thing that it's really kind of sweet? Like, he just wants me to spend a little more time with him. And I think it's probably the demands are put on us and put on me, and I just didn't want to hear it from one other person. So I held my breath with him. And I held in those feelings probably that have accumulated with others. So in finding the out breath with my relationship with my husband in this particular vein, I'm releasing some stuff. I'm releasing some of the, I have to be right at everything, or I have to be perfect at everything. I'm giving you a lot of attention. Why can't you appreciate it? He's just telling me how he feels. That's really quite noble. And that's probably another thing, is that I don't like to ask for help. So he's asking for help, essentially. Help me. I want to see you more. Help me. I'd like some more attention. And so these are unfamiliar asks that I don't do myself that well. So I think we work through things. So I think the thing is, where are you holding your breath? Where are you gritting your teeth? Where are you holding on to an energy that is really not necessary and that's probably wearing you down in some way, or wearing parts of your relationship down? Search for the out breath. Search for the moment that you can exhale and feel in that exhale, metaphorically, physiologically, a release. It's like taking the steam kettle and letting the lid off and letting go. And that's what the finding of the out breath does. So I think in this Monday motivation, my big question for you, and then my practice for you and for me, is find the out breath, especially in the places that you visit a lot, you know, in the relationships you're in the dynamics, in the times of the day where you know, hey, I'm really a grumpy troll at this time of the day. And why is that? And how can I purposely change that energy by finding the out breath, releasing the valve, and letting go? Because you will, over time, change the dynamic within you and with others around you by finding that out breath. I hope this helped you today. It helped me. And we need all the help we can get in our out breaths and in our lives. Thank you, as always, for listening. And as always, I'm pulling for you.